Recording. Thank you all that were for coming out. What's going on here? Thank you for coming out tonight. I know there's a lot of programming tonight. Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut. Here's someone else. How are you? So we're going to look at a question that has to do with something that we do on Yom HaAtzmaut. On Yom HaAtzmaut, we say Hallel. But the question is, if you look in the Mishnah, and if you look in the Gemara, and you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to see that we should say Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut. Does anyone take a guess? Why don't we have any of those sources mention Yom HaAtzmaut and saying Hallel on there? You can just unmute yourself if you want. Here, everyone is unmuted, and now I'm going to make it so that you can all unmute yourself. Does anyone know? Why don't we see those sources in the Talmud, or the Mishnah, or the Shulchan Aruch, or anything? About Yom HaAtzmaut. Anyone take a guess? Eliza, why do you think?
By the way, I didn't get anything, so.
Okay, we'll send a second. Eliza, why do you think those sources aren't in, or don't mention Yom HaAtzmaut?
Because Yom HaAtzmaut only became a thing, like, 50 years ago.
72, to be exact. It's the 72nd.
To be exact.
Well, it means okay, Yom HaAtzmaut as a holiday, but yeah, correct. It didn't exist. So the question we're going to look at is through the Talmud, through the different sources, we have a precedent. We have the rules set of when we do say Hallel, what holidays we do say it. And through that, we can learn how to apply how the rabbis replied, the chief rabbi applied those rules to Yom HaAtzmaut to say Hallel. So I'm going to put up on the screen the sources. So anyone that doesn't have it can also look there. They'll be right here. It all starts with a list, right? The Talmud tells us a list of days that we say Hallel. Does anyone want to read the first half of the list for us? Anyone on the list? The more that I talk, the more that it'll just be me talking. So if anyone else wants to talk, it'll be much better. Does anyone want to read our list for us? You want me to do this for a friend? Let everyone warm up. Okay, the Gemara in Tani tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. It quotes that Shemona Asar Yom B'Shana Yachid Gomer Behem Et HaHallel. There are 18 days a year that we say Hallel. Now this is talking about the full Hallel, not when we jump around a little bit on Rosh Chodesh or the second days of Pesach. There are 18 days a year that we say all of Hallel. Ve'eluhem, they are the Shemonat Yemei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shemini Atzeret. V'Shemonat Yemei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. The Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, not the rest of the days, the first day of Pesach. The Yom Tov Shel Etzeret, which is the Gemara's way of saying Shavuot. So there's 18 days. Now, if we add Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, that comes to 20. That is talking about in Israel. Outside of Israel, we have the second day of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says it's Esrim Be'achad Yom, Eluhain, right? The same list plus 1 day for each of them brings that list to 23. So we have these days that we say it. We're going to try to figure out what is the pattern about all these different days that we say Hallel. So if we look, we have 18 plus the 2 days, Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael.
I know what it is.
23, yeah. What do you think, Josh?
When there is a holiday or a Yom Tov, or a miracle in Yom Tov, you say Hallel.
So you are more than halfway there. The problem is going to be Purim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. There are certain days.
Yeah. When there's a miracle that happens in Israel, you
very
say
good.
Hallel.
So now you're jumping the gun. You're getting to the end of it. You're a spoiler alert. So we're gonna look through. We're gonna see all those inside. Really work through it together. But you're right. The next, we're going to skip this for now for the sake of time. There's a nice video you can look at in the sources, right? The Gemara tells us the first time, we're going to jump back now, before Hallel, hundreds of years before Hallel, because Hallel was in Tehillim, written by David HaMelech. We're going to jump back to another time that the Jewish people sang a song. Would anyone like to read this one for us? So we can, some other people here reading. The first time in history, the Jewish people all got together and sang a song. To raise your hand. Oh, I can't see all the screens. So if you're raising your physical hand, I can't see you. Anyone want to read? No one? Okay. Eliza, thank you. Anav, actually. We heard from Liz already, and also it's freezing you. Whoever gets that first. Anav, go for it.
Okay. In English or Hebrew?
Whichever is easier.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shir HaRishon Telah Torah Shemoshe Bnei Yisrael Amru B'Sha'ah She'elu Min Hayam Su.
What's the first time they all sang together?
The Yamsuf.
Yamsuf, right? Az Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. The first time they all sang. The Gemara tells us this right before asking about Hallel. So the first time we all sing together, we sing to thank Hashem, is at the Yamsuf. This sets a precedent for all of history. This sets us up that this is going to be what we always do when we want to thank Hashem for something. Now, Yamsuf was a pretty cool miracle, right? The walls of water are splitting. We have enemies behind us that get washed away from that water, and we're saved from danger through a miraculous means. So we have a lot of pieces there, similar to a Joshua, that there's a miracle, we're being saved. And is that a checkpoint? The Gemara continues and says, V'halozem mi'amru, right? Hallel, this is the next lines. What about Hallel? Because we don't say Az Yashir every single time there was a miracle. Only Shisha Pesach, I read it, and every day we say a part of davening, but not to thank Hashem for a miracle, per se, that happened that day. We have Hallel that we do, right? That's what we're talking about. She says, Nevim shebenehem tichnu lehem liYisrael, shi'omrim oto, kol akol perech uperech, v'akol tzara v'tzara shelo tavo lehem. Every time there's a period of time that there is a trouble, there is some sort of danger, that we're at risk of being killed, they're at risk of something bad happening. Once we are redeemed from that, we sing Hallel. So anytime we're in trouble, we have some people trying to kill us, we have some situation that we're going to be, there's a risk of danger, risk of death, risk of something bad happening, and Hashem takes us out of that situation through some sort of miracle, he redeems us, that is a day that the Nevi'im, the prophets, after David HaMelech, established that we should say Hallel on that day. So now we have two sources, right? We have Pesachim and we have Tanit. One lists a bunch of holidays, and one lists anytime there's a problem and we're saved from that holiday, from that. The question is the list of miracles, sorry, the list of Yom Tov, rather, and the miracles, because they hallow on both of them, are they the same thing or something different? Are they the same reason or something different? Anyone want to take a guess, explain, why do you think the reason for saying hallow at a miracle and the reason for Yom Tov is either the same or different? Anyone have any thoughts? Why would it be the same? Would it be different? Is it just like we happen to have this one tefillah we say at this time and also at this time? Or are they really something that's similar? There's a relationship there. Aliza, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think that Yom Tov is often celebrated because sometimes it's...
You're breaking up a little bit, but I think you just said that Yom Tov is because of miracles. Is that correct?
Not all Yom Tov.
Okay. Typically. So you just what I could hear from you is a little bit of a static there. Is that most Yom Tovim are about miracles, but all Yom Tovim? Is that correct? You can just nod if it's correct. Ish. Is it not correct? It is. I see a nod. Okay. Excellent. Very, very good observation, right? We mentioned Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallel. Yom Kippur, we don't say Hallel. Purim, we're still going to have to deal with, right? So the list of holidays that we do say Hallel, Pesach, we're saved from Mitzrayim. That was pretty nice. On Sukkot, right? We're in a desert. Anyone who's ever traveled through a desert knows it is the most inhospitable place to possibly live. It is cold at night, hot during the day, with lots of things that could attack you. Hashem gave us the Sukkot. He gave us the Anani Akavot. He gave us something to live in. So it's miraculously saved, not from an angry people, but from a dangerous situation. He gave us somewhere that we could live. That's a miraculous way of saving us from a problem. And Shavuot, it's an interesting one. We have a miracle of Har Sinai. Hashem reveals himself. He gives us luchot from Shemayim. That doesn't happen every day. At least not in a way we can look at. That being saved from a problem per se, but it is giving us the Torah, which a life with the Torah would be problematic in and of itself. So we have this miracle there. And Hanukkah, we were saved through a miracle of, we'll see that in just a second. I saw somebody try to unmute. They had a question. The Friedmans, do you have a question, comment, observation, or a wrong button? Okay. So as Lisa said, it's the same thing. The list of holidays and the miracles are really the same. The holidays are for the miracle. The miracles give halal. So we have halal on Yom Tov. So our next step is to look at Hanukkah, because Hanukkah is going to be really what I think the root of saying halal and Yom Ha'atzmaut is going to be all about. We have a volunteer, please, that can read for us the story of Hanukkah. We have to figure out what is special at Hanukkah that we get halal from it. Jacob, would you like to read for us?
Read which one?
You can do the English if you like. We're just going for the story right now.
Okay. When the Yevanim entered the sanctuary, they made all the oils impure. When the Hashmonaim defeated them, they searched and found only one jar of Tahor oil, which with the seal of the Kohen Hagadol. There was enough to light the menorah for only one day. A miracle occurred, and they lit the menorah from it for 8 days. The next year, the Chachamim made these days the holidays with saying halal and thanking, thanksgiving, and prayer.
Great. So we have a miracle. Thank you, Jacob. We have a miracle, right? The Hashmonaim are trying to save the Yevanim, and if anyone knows the story, a little more detail. The Hashmonaim were not trained to be fighters. They were Kohanim, right? They liked to sit and learn Torah. They liked to do the Avodah. They didn't fight. They were older. They had no training. They had no weapons. And yet, they beat the most strong nation in the world, the Greeks, the Yevanim. Not only that, there was the miracle of the oil. So we have a victory saved from Tsar. We have saved from being oppressed and not slaves, but getting the Beit HaMikdash back from the Greeks. We have a miracle of the oil. In response to that, just like the Nevi'im said, we say halal. One of the things we do on Hanukkah is halal. So that is the Hanukkah. Now, the problem we're going to run into really is Purim. This is going to get to what Josh said. So Josh, could you please read for us the source in Megillah about Purim? Because you kind of gave part of this away already. You can unmute yourself if you'd like to. There you go.
Why don't we say halal on Purim? The Gemara says halal is not said on Purim because halal is not recited on a miracle that occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Excellent. So, just like you said earlier, halal is a beautiful thing to say on a miracle, but the Gemara says there's limits. You only get halal on a miracle that is in Eretz Yisrael. So, halal doesn't say on Purim, because Purim, it was an amazing miracle. Hashem saved us from near death, but it was in Persia. It was in Shushan. So all the miracles we said, now the ones about Yom Tov were on their way to Israel, so it's considered in Israel because you're on their way there. After the miracle of Shushan, a lot of people stayed in Persia, actually. They did not go back to Israel, so it doesn't get that same status. So any miracle that happens is going to be, and if it happens in Israel, we'll get halal. As long as we're saved, as long as it's a miracle, as long as it's Israel, so we have three ingredients now for halal. If we had an amazing miracle and we're saved in Bangladesh, it would be nice. We would thank Hashem. We wouldn't say halal. If we were saved, not in a miracle, or if it was a miracle, but we weren't saved in Israel, we wouldn't say halal. We need three things to get us to say halal: a miracle, being saved, and that happening in Israel. So, what does that say about Yom Ha'atzma'ut? So the difference, right, we said, between Halal and Hanukkah and Purim where it happens. It happened in Israel versus an outside of Israel. Now we have Yom HaAtzmaut. Does anyone want to say, actually take a guess? Why, before we go through a few stories, why do you think, according to what we've learned, we say Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut? Does it have our ingredients or not? Nava, can you tell us? Do the math.
I have a question.
Question, okay. I don't know who's... Yeah, Josh, yes. Okay. Never come back to Nava. I want to hear from Nava.
Okay, so why do we say Hallel on Pesach?
Why do or don't? I mean, we do say Hallel on Pesach. The first, you mean the last days?
Right.
Amazing question. Somebody asked that a few minutes.
Why we say it over Chol HaMoed?
So we say half Hallel on Chol HaMoed. Half Hallel is a different reasoning. The Chol HaMoed, nothing really happened. We were kind of just like in transit. The first day there's a miracle. We're getting out. Chol HaMoed is the transit. I'm not sure about Shvi Yishei Pesach. Someone asked a question earlier also when I was talking to somebody about this. The seventh day of Pesach, there is Yom Suf. We don't say full Hallel. I'm not sure why not. I have to think about that more. But it's a really, really good question of why we didn't do it. Because it really should. Theoretically, we should. I'm not sure. If I find an answer, I'll get back to you. But try to get everyone involved. Nava, you want to take a shot doing the math? Does Yom HaAtzmaut have all of our ingredients to say Hallel?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, let's go through them. Is there a miracle? Or so let's start backwards. Is it in Israel?
What? What's the question again? Sorry.
Does Yom HaAtzmaut have what we need? Yeah. The three things we need, right? We need to be in Israel, being saved from some sort of danger, and be, in Israel, saved from some sort of danger, and miracle. That's what there is. Does it have those three things?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's awesome. Yeah. Now, thank you. If you look at it, it's not like an obvious miracle like Kriyat Yam Suf. It's not an obvious miracle like a magic, like a kavod surrounding us. But if you look at Hanukkah, it's a very, very similar story. Not the oil of Hanukkah, but the battle of Hanukkah. Chash Menayim, a bunch of guys who, they're Talmid Chachamim, they're great people. They had no idea what they were doing. They weren't trained as warriors. People in the army nowadays go through rigorous training, through all different types of environments, through all different things to just be allowed to go fight at all. The Chash Menayim defeated the most powerful army in the world through no training. Just a miracle. Hashem helped them. So if you look at some stories, right, Jachter has an article on saying Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut, and he tells two stories, and there are many, many, many like this. One of them was a friend of his, or someone related to them, that was in the Mechamat Atzma'ut, the War of Independence, said that they were given one bullet. And anyone who's ever met a soldier knows that they're given a lot of gear, and it includes many, many, many bullets. You do not want to be stuck in a battlefield with one bullet. He was told, you have one bullet, use it really well, don't waste it, find some sort of enemy, one of the enemies that you're fighting against, shoot them, don't use it anywhere else, and hopefully it'll work out. They were not at all prepared, right? Yehuda Amital, one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Har Tzion, said the only reason he was made an officer, very, very high position in the army, he knew how to shoot a gun. Now, you have to be able to shoot a gun to like be allowed anywhere in the army nowadays. He said the only one of the guys, the only one that knew that actually knew how to use the gun, therefore he's a leader. That's such a low level of training. And yet, with not being prepared at all, they still won the Muhammad. They still won Muhammad Atzmaut. They still were able to establish a state of Israel. So we have this war, we have this battle, which was miraculously won from a situation where we were not able to control the country ourselves, right? There was actually a lot of terror against us beforehand. In Israel, we have our three aspects, same situation with Yom Yerushalayim, just a little bit later. We have these three aspects that allow us, or give us the mitzvah of saying Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut. We've seen how something can go, even though it's thousands of years later, after the Talmud, hundreds of years after the Shulchan Aruch, the rules are put in place by our sages that when we have something as amazing as Yom HaAtzmaut happen, we have those tools, we have that precedent to apply it, that we can have our own new mitzvah in our day for our own miracles and be able to say hallel. I see there is a question, Aliza. Yes. You can unmute yourself, I believe. Maybe not.
So isn't any miracle, I think about it, this question is kind of stupid, but aren't most miracles when we're saved from an opposing force or from something dangerous or whatever?
Are most miracles, yes.
You could argue that, like, waking up in the morning is also a miracle, but that's like being, not to get morbid or anything, that's like being saved from death, you know? And like crossing the Yom Suf was being saved from the midstream. Don't most miracles fit in that category?
Yes, but there are exceptions, meaning Moshe had, Moshe was the snare, and he was given tzarat, and the matah became a snake, right? Those are miraculous. They were in the process of how he's going to save, but they weren't actually
right,
important.
Eventually, they would be saved from the midstream, and that was a factor, you know?
Interesting. I guess the difference
Hashem
is...
Hashem doesn't just toss out miracles left and right.
So your question that obviously every time there's a miracle, we're being saved from danger, so therefore there's no difference? They're really
no,
the same reason?
My question is, how... Are those, my question is, what's kind of the difference between those two categories? Well, I know that you can be saved.
Okay, I understand your question.
A miracle,
I understand. So a few years ago, I was in a car accident and I was saved from danger because I was wearing a seatbelt. Therefore, I did not go through meaning anytime you're in a car accident, anytime you stop short, you are saved from flying and getting really hurt because you're wearing a seatbelt. Is that a miracle?
I mean, yeah.
On a very deep level, is it an obvious miracle?
No, but it's also like if seatbelts hadn't been invented, then...
Okay, that's true. So we can attribute... So Hashem does amazing things. Yes, I thanked God. I actually said a gomel. I said the bracha of a gomel. Afterwards, thanking Hashem. That wasn't the most miraculous thing that's ever happened to me. I wasn't surprised that the seatbelt stopped me from flying through. I was thankful, but it wasn't miraculous. If I was walking and someone was chasing me and suddenly like a river split in half, that would be like, that's another level. So when we see...
I just read an article about, would this count as a miracle? I read an article about a person who, she was supposed to go on an interview to one of the Twin Towers on September 11th at 9 a.m. and her alarm went off at 8:55 instead of 7:55, so she didn't make it, and she would have been killed. Is that a miracle, or is that like?
Yes. So that happens to be
part. How would you define that?
Part of the discussion, and I'm gonna say, if you'd like, I can send you this the article, is whether or not, because there are some that don't say how on Yom HaAtzmaut, is whether or not the battle getting Israel was an open miracle, an obvious miracle, or a hidden miracle. What's Nes Nigla? An open miracle, a revealed miracle, or a nes nister, a hidden miracle. So everything in life is a nes nister. The reality is we don't say hallel for everything because you can track everything down to Hashem doing it. We don't say hallel for that because it's not obvious. It doesn't give you that same overwhelming joy. For a nes nigla, where it's so obvious that Hashem is involved, right? If you just give people that have no idea what they're doing weapons and they go and somehow win the war, that's miraculous. That's not just like an accident. Anything that's hidden, you have to look for. Now, I could easily say I woke up late for work and not realize how miraculous that is. I cannot attribute it to Hashem. So that is a hidden miracle. It is true, and I agree it's a miracle, and 100% it's a miracle. And the fact that the seatbelt saved me and didn't break at that moment is also a miracle. But it's a hidden miracle. You have to look deeper for it. We can find those every day, but we don't say hallel for that. We say moda'ani, okay. We say hagomel. That's, I think, the crux of the question. It's a very, very, very good question. It's a very deep question. But for Hallel to say, we have to have an open miracle. So Israel, what we're remembering is not just that we have this date, which is awesome that we have this date. And it's not just a time for barbecues, and barbecues are also awesome. But it's a time for us to really say Hallel as a community the best we can, the circumstances, to really thank Hashem that he miraculously brought us out from not having our own country, from being under the control of other people for such a long time, that we now have Israel back. We have Israel in our hands. That is the miracle.
Yeah.
We say Hallel over. So you now have seen that whole sugya, the whole development of that practice, that new mitzvah that we've had only for 72 years after such a long time of not being able to add that. So with that, I wish you guys all a Yom HaAtzmaut Sameach. Hopefully you can find a way to really celebrate when we're stuck inside, not be able to go to the real regular checkouts, the real festivities. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I hope to see you all in person again really soon.
Thank you, Rabbi Friedman.